I'm Merritt Fields, and you're listening to the Career Gems Podcast. Today's episode is about what is the preferred resume length? Hello, and welcome to the Career Gems Podcast. My name is Merritt Fields, and I equip Black and Brown women with clear, results-based, actionable tools to empower their career decisions and teach them how to successfully advocate for themselves. If you're new to my podcast or need a reminder, let me give you a little background of myself. Throughout my career and life, advocacy has been the through line since I can remember. I've spent 15 years in HR and recruiting, and I've been on both sides of the coin, both preparing candidates with a really high success rate and being a recruiter, or AKA the gatekeeper. I want to help you get unstuck and create action for your career. And on a real note, I created my business because as a Black woman, I am just tired of seeing other Black and Brown women getting the short end of the stick, and I wanted to do something about it. So each week, I will have a mix of content. Sometimes there will be special guests dropping knowledge about all things career and sharing their stories. But one thing you can absolutely count on is that each week I will share a question I received and provide tailored recommendations for the best next step. So if you haven't already done so, make sure you subscribe and tune in weekly. And if you want the opportunity to be featured on an episode, ask me your questions. Check out the link in the description for how you can do so. All right, so let's kick off with the question of the day. All right, so this question comes from Brittany. Brittany writes, is there a preferred resume length? Brittany, yes, yes, and yes. Now, this really does depend on how long you've been working. If you're fresh out of college, congratulations. Also, your resume shouldn't be any longer than a page. So make sure that you're talking about all of your wonderful skills and things that you did while in college, but try to stick to one page because you don't have that much experience yet. And that's the point. Now, if you are an experienced professional, I always like to err on the side of two pages because in all honesty, as a recruiter, we're not going to read past two pages. We're barely going to read your second page, if I'm honest. So you want to make sure that you are putting your best information on the first page. In addition, since we're talking about resumes, I figure I can give you some advice about writing your resume. And if you're looking for a new position, which I'm assuming you are, because that's why you're asking that question, there's a really great freebie that I have. It's called 5 Ways to Pivot Your Career and Land the Job You Love. You can check out the link in the description. But let's go back to it. And I want to talk about a few things when you're talking about your resume. So first thing I want you to think about is really your keywords. In general, a lot of companies are using the applicant tracking system software. And so this is just software that searches your resume for keywords that match your job description. So if your resume does not have the appropriate keyword, then your resume is automatically rejected and you don't get the opportunity. So you want to make sure that you have keywords from the job description sprinkled throughout your resume. The second is you want to implement the CAR method, C-A-R. So that is challenge, action, and result. This is a method when you're writing your job details on your resume. It's really, really helpful to use this framework, and it's really helped me over the years talk more about my impact in my role and less about the responsibilities that I've had in the role. And once I started to make that shift on my resume, I started to see some major results in the form of callbacks and interview invitations once I made the shift. I also was able to see that with the folks that I was working with and helping them craft their own resumes and all of the great responses that they were getting because it was less about responsibilities and more about impact in the role. So I'll give you an example. Instead of saying, I'm responsible for selling products in the northeastern region, which is really dry and boring, and that's a task that doesn't tell me what you do. If you use the car method, you would say something like, I've increased sales by 42% in the lowest performing region, which is the northeastern region, or the lowest performing northeastern region. Do you see the difference? You want to really focus on how you are able to impact your role and less about the responsibilities that you do. Number three, and this is my like deep-seated, rooted pet peeve of all time. So please, if you are halfway listening, please listen to this. Baby, we know your objective. Please do not write an objective on your resume. And I'm going to tell you, we already know your objective. You want to get a job. That's why you're applying. There's no reason to use good real estate on your resume and these great hiring managers and recruiters' time reading these sentences to say that you want to work at the job. Girl, we know you want to work at the job. That's why you applied. Don't do it. My last and final one is make sure you dot your I's and make sure you cross those T's. You've heard this before, but it's worth saying again. You've got to make sure that your resume is in pristine condition, that it is grammatically correct, and that it is free of typos, because you do not want to shoot yourself in the foot because you sent some halfway put together resume for a position that you really want. Take the extra time, have people in your network reread it. If you're still in school or if you're soon graduating, go ahead and send your information over to your career development center so that they can help you and that you can have someone else proofread this. It's low-hanging fruit to make sure that you are not shooting yourself in the foot because your resume hasn't been edited. So Brittany, this concludes our question for today. I hope this was helpful for you. I hope there's some things where you can change and you can kind of pivot where your resume is. I want you to make sure, if you haven't already, to truly take advantage of that freebie, because I walk you through all of the process when it's time for you to pivot, change careers, or really just even prepare for a new opportunity. I'm walking through your resume, I'm walking through your interview, and I'm walking through how you can make sure that you are making connections for your network as well. That link is in the description to get that freebie.
Remember, you are magical, and girl, your ancestors live inside you. There's literally nothing you can't do.
Thank you for listening and joining me today on Career Gems. Before we go, make sure you show some love for your favorite podcast by subscribing and leaving me a review. And also, if you want the opportunity to be featured in an episode, ask me your questions. Check out the link in the description to submit your question. I hope you have an amazing day.